Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are looking a bit sleepy this morning, hovering right around the flat line. What's keeping the market in this holding pattern?
It feels like the entire market is holding its breath for one thing, the reconciliation bill. It squeezed through the Senate, and now all eyes are on the House. Speaker Johnson says they're on the one-yard line and expects a vote today or tomorrow. Until that's settled, we're likely to see this sideways chop.
It really is the main event, and yesterday's action was a perfect example of that chop, right? We saw tech take a breather after that monster run on Monday, but small and mid-caps actually showed some strength.
Exactly. It's a rotational market. But beyond Washington, there's some noise on the trade front. President Trump is once again talking tariffs, this time threatening Japan with a potential 35% tariff if a deal isn't reached by the July 9th deadline. He's openly expressing doubt. And that's what sent Japan's Nikkei lower overnight.
More trade drama? Just what the market loves. Okay, let's pivot to economic data. What's on the calendar for today?
We already got the weekly MBA mortgage applications, which ticked up 2.7%. That's a nice little acceleration. But the big one is coming at 8:15 Eastern, the ADP employment change report. The consensus is looking for 97,000 jobs, a big jump from the prior 37,000. This is the appetizer for the main jobs report, so traders will be watching it closely.
And what are bonds doing? I see the 10-year yield is on the move.
It is. The 10-year yield is up 4 basis points to 4.29%. It's something to keep an eye on, especially for tech and growth stocks.
Got it. Let's get to the single stock stories because there are some massive moves this morning. And we have to start in the healthcare space with Centene.
Wow is the right word. The stock is getting absolutely crushed, gapping down almost 30% in the pre-market. They pulled their full year 2025 guidance after getting a look at some industry data. When a company yanks guidance like that, the market sells first and asks questions later. UBS and JP Morgan have already rushed in to downgrade the stock.
A 30% haircut before the bell even rings is just brutal. That's going to weigh on the whole managed care sector. You can see names like United Health and Humana are already trading lower in sympathy.
It's a sector-wide shockwave, for sure. But on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, you have Greenbrier. They beat their quarterly expectations handily and reaffirmed their revenue guidance. The stock is soaring, up about 13%. A beautiful beat and raise.
A nice contrast. What about some of the big consumer names? I saw Constellation Brands report.
They did. It was a bit of a mixed bag for STZ. They missed on the top and bottom lines for the first quarter, but they reaffirmed their full-year guidance. The market seems to be focusing on the miss for now, with the stock down just slightly.
Okay, let's talk about M&A. It looks like Thoma Bravo is out shopping again.
That's right. The private equity giant is reportedly in talks to acquire Verint Systems. The market loves it, sending Verint shares, that's VRNT, up over 12%. It's a reminder that even in a choppy market, the M&A engine is still running.
And speaking of big company news, the banks are making headlines after the Fed's stress test results.
This is a huge theme this morning. The big banks passed with flying colors, and now they're rewarding shareholders. JP Morgan is boosting its dividend and approved a massive $50 billion share buyback. Bank of America is hiking its dividend by 8%. Morgan Stanley is raising its dividend and authorizing a new $20 billion buyback. It's a huge vote of confidence in the health of the banking system.
That's a lot of cash heading back to shareholders. But with the 10-year yield ticking up, as you mentioned, could that put a damper on the enthusiasm for financials today?
That's the key question, isn't it? It's a great point. Higher long-term rates can pressure net interest margins. But for today, I think the narrative is all about capital returns. The dividend hikes and buybacks are a powerful signal. We'll see if that positive news can outweigh the bond market jitters at the open.
Let's quickly touch on the auto sector. I see Tesla is in the news ahead of its sales report.
It's a tale of two markets for Tesla. We got a report that their China-produced vehicle sales saw the first increase in 9 months, which is great news. But sales in Europe have been weak, so it's a bit of a mixed picture. The stock is up a little over 1% on that China news.
And what about Netflix? I see a potential team up with Spotify.
Yes, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Netflix is considering partnering with Spotify on music-related projects like live concerts and award shows. It's an interesting potential synergy, trying to bundle entertainment even further. Both stocks are trading slightly higher on the news.
Very interesting. So pulling it all together, what's the key setup you're watching for at the 9:30 bell?
I'm watching the fallout from Centene. It's not just about that one stock. It's about the entire healthcare insurance sector. Does the selling accelerate, or do buyers step in to find bargains and names that were dragged down with it? The second thing is the banks. Do they get a strong bid at the open following all that great capital return news? It's a classic test of whether the market wants to buy the news.
A lot of moving parts under a seemingly calm surface. Any final thought for our listeners this morning?
Stay on your toes. The headline S&P 500 might not do much, but the action is in the individual stocks. We have huge winners and huge losers today. And keep a tab open for news out of Washington. That reconciliation bill vote is the macro catalyst that could break this market out of its range, one way or another.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down again. Have a great trading day, everyone.